CPR News, signed Mike Lamp. The U.S. Supreme Court may loosen protections for abortion, and what would that mean for Colorado? CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
If the Supreme Court weakens or overturns Roe v. Wade, that would likely leave the question of abortion to the states. CU Boulder constitutional law professor Richard Collins says Colorado voters have repeatedly supported abortion rights and elected pro-choice Democrats.
So where would that leave Colorado? That would leave Colorado right where we are. Abortions are perfectly legal in the state right now. And so leaving it up to the state leaves the status quo in place.
But Collins said a Supreme Court ruling could encourage conservatives to try again to limit abortions here. Abortion advocates are moving to put a reproductive rights law on the state books to avoid that. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The state health department is expanding access to monoclonal antibody treatment for COVID patients by sending medical buses around the state. Dr. Adit Jinde is a professor of emergency medicine at CU.
Currently, monoclonal antibodies are the only authorized treatment for patients prior to hospitalization. This is a really opportune time to intervene because patients are not yet sick enough to be hospitalized. They don't have pneumonia. You can actually rapidly clear the virus and get people to feel better.
The treatment could help with Colorado's hospital bed shortage. Police seized more than 100,000 fentanyl pills along with other drugs and nearly $500,000. The bust announced Wednesday followed an 18-month investigation into a multi-state drug ring based in Denver. 19 people were indicted. Colorado has its first set of plans to boost the number of wolves across the state. The plan says the state should release 10 to 15 wolves each year for 2 to 3 years and about 75 miles inside state borders so the wolves don't immediately cross into other states. Colorado voters approved wolf reintroduction last year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.